Silence is the only good response to the passion narrative that we've just recounted. I want to give you just one point among many on which you can meditate, ruminate, and pray before we enter just again another moment of silence. This is the figure of Barabbas. Barabbas, who stands at really almost the center point of the narrative that we just read. It's on us to see in Barabbas, whose name means son of man, the guilty party. Barabbas is a murderer. He's a rabble-rouser. He stirred a rebellion against Rome, supposedly for the people, but really it was a rebellion against God. And in Barabbas, we're meant to encounter then our own rebellion against God. And we see then the power of Jesus, the innocent, standing in place of the guilty. Jesus took Barabbas's punishment. Jesus takes the punishment that we deserve for our rebellion against God. And he takes that punishment so as to subdue our rebellion against God and give us a path back to God to be reconciled with him. So one point of Barabbas, it is that he is the guilty. Jesus takes on the punishment of the guilty, though he is innocent. The second part of Barabbas, I think, is, again, fruitful for our own reflection, is to see that the crowd, when it came down to it, the crowd preferred Barabbas. And that, my friends, is something that simply pierces the heart, because we too are the crowd. And we all too often prefer Barabbas to Jesus. But praise God that though we prefer Barabbas to Jesus, his love is stronger still, that he would not leave us in our rebellion, but he'd come to save us, to rescue us, to give us a path back to him, to his love, to his kingdom, to his peace, to his joy.